Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hope you're listening on 93.3 with the windows down, enjoying the weather, enjoying a perfect, perfect day. Good day to go out there. I'll be headed over to practice after the show concludes, and I hope they do all of it outside, Tom. No indoor practice facility today. Let's go outside, everybody. Let's go. We're going to stay out here the whole time. It's perfect out.
I know it's all compressed now, too, because the far side field, the one that was closer to Pensacola and Stadium, is under construction completely, and then you have the IPF and the one field out there. The IPF is still full length, which is great.
Still 100 yards, unlike Miami's.
Yeah, it's a nice plus to have a full-sized IPF. But I do like that, you know, that when they do have to work outside, it's a lot closer to where we stand at Hauser. So I feel like, yes. I don't know, man, maybe.
Yeah,
I
don't think they get mad, don't they? Yeah, I love it.
I think intentionally they practiced on the far side field closer to Stadium Drive in Pensacola when we were there so that you'd have to break out your Bushnells in order to see what the hell was going on a little bit better. But now it's up close and personal. No matter how you slice it, we do get a much better look up front at what's going on. I would imagine, judging by the weather report down there today, you're going to be outside for a lot of it.
I hope. You know what's fun to do every time one of these legal filings happen? To read Florida State's language. They repeated some of the technical arguments in its latest Leon County filing. But there are a couple of sentences about former Commissioner John Swofford and current Commissioner Jim Phillips, and they're pretty funny. The FSU board's contention is that the entire ACC enterprise has failed, particularly as to its constitutionality, committed purposes, if I read that correctly, as well as the fact the captains who guided it, Swofford and Phillips, have run the enterprise aground, plagued by conflicts of interest, motives of self-perpetuation, and the abject abandonment of their preeminent responsibility to serve the members first. Those commissioners have skippered the enterprise to its existential brink. You got to like that, huh?
It sounded like somebody got into the Lagavulin a little heavy and was getting wordsy and decided to run with it the next day. That's what that sounds like to me.
Particularly as to its constitutionally committed to purposes. That's what I screwed up first. I read that again. Swofford and Phillips have run the enterprise into the ground, plagued by conflicts of interest, motives of self-perpetuation, and abject abandonment of their preeminent responsibilities to serve the members first. Those commissioners have skippered the enterprise to its existential brink. That's fun. That's kind of fun to write.
I'm sure it was fun to write. The thing is, you know, everybody who is not accustomed to legal proceedings, and that's most of us, but like really not accustomed to how these things work. Anytime there's a briefing filed and there's language like that, they're like, yeah, get them. That'll show them. And it's like, well, these are but pawns on the chessboard, these pieces of paper. There's really no substance to what they're going to do. There's nothing material on the game that's going to come from this particular piece of paper or paragraph. It's going to get done in a room at some point when people have had enough. You know, I was watching a documentary that you referenced. It's on a musician, Colin Hay, the other night. And it's the Australian lawsuit against Men at Work for stealing an old nursery rhyme song from Australia. Right. And it was proven in a court of law that maybe they took two bars from the nursery rhyme. And so the award was to the suing party for $100,000 Australian. The total legal cost for the proceedings was $4.5 million.
Absurd. So
the one guy said, well, they both lost. It's just one side lost a little bit less than the other, because it's a $100,000 award for $4.5 million of legal costs.
This is why these things don't go the max. People don't want to spend all the money on attorney's fees.
So as fun as this is to use alliteration to own the enemy and tell you that, you know, they suck in so many words and in more flowery language, at some point, both of these sides are going to look at the bottom line and say, all right, why not spend it on each other here in some way, form, or fashion, rather than spending it on law firms across multiple states from the ACC's perspective?
Yeah, I do like it. I do like when they get pointed that way. The thing I will say, though, that above and beyond the pointed language and the flowery language and the structure of sentence and how we do laugh at these things, and you're right, big picture may not mean anything, but it is fun to read. And yeah, there's a little get you some of that to all of this. They weren't fooling around, though, when they went after Swaffy's kid.
That's true.
That's not flowery language. We're calling you corrupt. We're saying that you're corrupt and that you did this, that you used the ACC and the power you had as commissioner to line your pockets, to get your son a job and line his pockets. We're calling you a criminal. That's like basically what they said. So that wasn't nothing. That was a little bit more than what this is, which is hilarious to read. Skipper, I also don't think it's not lost on me that they used Skipper twice. And I wonder if that's not an indirect shot, the former head of ESPN.
Right. Well, yeah. And it's like, don't think I forgot about you. It's Al Pacino and two kids. I forget their names, but like, Johnny, William.
Yeah.
Wherever you are,
you too. Yeah.
You too. Yeah.
I didn't think about. Yeah, I don't think I forgot about you. Yeah, it's awesome. I laugh. I laugh at a lot of this, but that was pointed, and that's when you knew things got really ugly, and that's when you thought, okay, well, they're going for broke, but that's the only way you can do it. Once you've made this decision, you're all in, and that was the end of it. That was the end of it. I do think it is having a deleterious effect on Jim Phillips' health. I have yet to see a picture of Jim Phillips looking vibrant, looking like a man who has embraced life and enjoys the day-to-day operation of running the ACC. Instead, I see a man beleaguered, as I am fond of saying, bereft of hope. I see a man who is rudderless, who is confused as to what to do here. It's tough. You almost, if he didn't piss you off, you almost want to give him a hug. He's the guy in the office that you see walking down the hall, and you're like, man, Bob is not doing well. Is Bob's wife cheating on him again? Bob is looking like he's got no what for to him whatsoever. Bob is not certain of much. The world has gotten to Bob. That's the home office of the ACC looking at Jim Phillips walking down the hall. Man, Jim used to walk in here like he did something. Jim had the nice new tie and the great suit, and his shoulders were back. Jim had something to say. Now Jim just looking frumpy, just kind of standing over by the coffee pot.
Everybody loves Jim and thinks he's a nice guy until he starts costing them lots of money. You know, that happens to a lot of people in an office setting. Oh, I love him. Great guy. I think he's going to do real good things for us. This dude is killing us. When can we get rid of him? It's just... 6 months later, that's all it takes. Nice guy. I get it. He's nice. Okay. A lot of nice people in the world. Costing us millions. Get him out of here.
Jim, those pictures every time. He's at a game. They're there to celebrate the ACC champion in basketball. He's looking like he's on the verge of tears. They're still, and not for the good reasons. It's not, I can't believe NC State did it. No, it's that he's pissed that he represents the ACC. He's just like, oh, I'm a dead man walking and everybody here knows it.
I can't even get Dennis Miller to call me back. Dennis, you know, I mean, it's the CW. Hey, he can't be that busy. It's the CW. They've got superhero shows and reruns of Dawson's Creek. He can't call me? Dennis, give me a call.
Somebody said during headlines in one of the questions about if Miami gets left behind, will they lament being stuck with their games on the CW in between episodes of Batwoman?
Batwoman. It's Supergirl. It's Aquaman's roommate.
When I read it, I thought, is there actually a show called Batwoman? Does it exist? Is it a thing?
Well, there's a Supergirl, so I think that's what, but there could be, hey, you know what? There could very well be on the CW. Anything's possible with the CW.
It is strange to me that their athletic director and anybody associated with Miami has seemingly come out and embrace their lot in life in the ACC. They've all been like, yeah, we love it. We're good. This gives us a path to the playoff. Like, they're just getting crumbs and they're thanking them for it. Like, you get the crumbs from the table and you're like, oh, thank you so much. These crumbs are delicious.
Do you know what gives you a path to the playoff? Just being an FBS. FBS is a path to the play. If you exist there, you have a path. They're the best group of five team can make it to the playoff.
Yeah.
So it
we
gets
just want a chance. You just want to, so you're saying there's a chance.
Man, those two guaranteed seats aren't going to last 10 minutes the moment that we're out of this thing. That's when you're going to have two certain commissioners saying, is it really necessary that we need two automatic bids for the ACC? Right, Jim? And then Jim's going to say, right, guys, right.
Oh, well, Jim certainly isn't going to stand tall.
One seat. I thought we agreed to something, but one seat. Okay. Can we have one? Well, since you asked, Jim, no.
No, we've decided you get no seats because we don't care about Cal and SMU and anybody else in that godforsaken conference of yours. Go be good at lacrosse and love it, tout it, celebrate it, because that's what you are now, a lacrosse conference. You've always been. Once basketball lost, and they did, once basketball lost, you switched to lacrosse. Enjoy.
Yeah. Dave says in the Heisen Leica chat that my Phillips impression sounds like jewels are boxed up. No. See, I've got some experience with this. I believe he is of the faith that I grew up in, Jim, because he worked at Notre Dame. He seems very enthusiastic about Notre Dame. There's a week of the year called Stewardship Week, where after the priest speaks for 15 minutes after the gospel, then somebody has to come up, speak about stewardship, and ask you for a second large sum of money.
Always.
And that person knew what they were tasked with, which was people hating me in this moment. That's the energy that Jim Phillips has every single time he steps up. I know you're paying for the roof, but we also need a community center. So what do you say? It's the exact energy, Jim. You're going to say no, but I've got to make the case.
Let's plant the spear on credit card processing costs and put more money back into your business. For 15 years, Tried and True Consulting has been helping business increase their bottom line and maximize revenue. That's a good thing. You can scan the QR code or call fellow Knowles, Don or Joe. Find out more. That is 844-464-6653 to schedule your kickoff call. Make it happen. By the way, Tried and True Consulting contributing 10% of net revenue. The battle's in. That's a good thing. Let's support the battle's in, everybody. We've got a good football team because of them. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Jeff Cameron Show. Appreciate you, you podcasters, you. We also appreciate our friends at Zaxby's. You hear me say that a lot. I need to say it a new way today, so you're not hearing the same thing over and over and over again. Zaxby's is delicious. Danny does a great job, and he's been a Golden Chief booster at Florida State for over 19 years now. He cares a lot. He invests in Florida State. He invests in the Jeff Cameron Show. That means you should race out to Zaxby's right now and get a salad, Tom. A salad.
The salad, the fingers, the platters, it's all good stuff. And this is the part of the year where in Tallahassee the weather is so nice. A lot
Texas
of outdoor
toast.
Settings.
Just thought I'd say it.
Man, you got it before I could. But this is the time of year where in town, you want to go outside, go to Cascades, go to the ballpark.
Get the platters, baby.
Get outdoors and just bring some food. So when you do go to potluck, an outdoor potluck, don't waste time in the oven or on the, what they call it, a range. Don't do that. Don't be cooking.
No.
Go to Zaxby's. They're all over the place. Get the platter. Get the Texas toast.
Get the spicy Zax sauce.
And you can get some sweet tea while you're at it, too. Bring the tea for the people.
Forget about it. Good stuff. Zaxby's. We appreciate you, Zaxby's. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Jeff Cameron Show, brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness. Two Tallahassee locations, Midtown on Thomasville Road and Northside in the Village Common Shopping Center. Online at orangetheoryfitness.com.
You know, very quietly, we had a mega trade take place yesterday. And I, for one, raised an eyebrow when I walked past the television and saw that in my living room. I thought, what? Why? Who? This is too good to be true if you're a Texans fan. The Texans, in a very short period of time, have gone from utterly useless, people forget they're in the league, to really effing good and now maybe a Super Bowl contender. Like that, think about how quickly that's happened. You almost have what one would describe as a perfect trade because it has all of the elements. Drama, star power, a shift of overall team power. They get a superstar in Stephon Diggs, and Buffalo, I think, got what they wanted too, which is Stephon Diggs the hell out of town. And if you go read the piece, there's a good piece Tim Graham wrote. He's a columnist yesterday, and he laid out the drama there that Diggs could be a very frustrating person to deal with in the building on a day-to-day basis. And things got a bit testy. One kind of implies here that between he and the star quarterback, and receivers tend to lose those battles long-term. But now he gets teamed up with C.J. Stroud, who is entering just his second season, and may I remind you, is already a Pro Bowler. Already a Pro Bowler. Man, there's no happier person on earth than the GM who pulls a trigger on a quarterback in a top 10 pick and turns out to be 100% right, because it seldom happens, and it's seldom revealed to you very quickly. It takes a little time, 2-3 years. Not 1 year, 2-3. They found out in about 4 games. We got it. We got the right guy. This dude's a badass. And he is. There's no getting around it. I remember going from mildly curious to definitively saying to my friends, well, Jesus, C.J. Stroud's a superstar. We're 5 games into the season. This dude's a beast. What is going on here? And he is. So that's kind of fun. That's kind of fun. The NFL wins again. Didn't see that coming in April.
No, and it always shocks me at just how little a player of high stature, proven players, fetch when it comes to draft pick capital. Is it about the salary? Is that what it's about? Because I would be the guy, and probably I would be fired, but I would be the guy who would part with first and second round picks to get badass players. And Diggs is just the latest in this circumstance. He's a little bit older. But there are times where really good players go for seconds or thirds. And it's like, what's the percentage hit rate on a second or third round pick versus a known NFL commodity in your control right here, right now? Never understood that.
Well, I think I referenced the piece by Tim Graham. He said, look, there were a slew of passive aggressive comments in which he insulted, Stephon Diggs did, Josh Allen. This isn't why you would trade somebody, but even, remember, lest we forget, his all pro little brother also insulted Josh Allen. And when he was asked about it, about Trayvon Diggs, throwing shade at Josh Allen, as they would say, he took offense and acted like it didn't happen. And they like, well, here's the tweet, man. I'm not making this up. He got furious with the reporter and he took another shot at Josh Allen as well as recently as Tuesday. And I think at some point they just decided, look, man, we'll deal with some microaggressions here and there. But if we can trade you and get a lot for you, we're going to do it. And they did. And I think what we would quibble with is, what is a lot? What do you get? So you know, you trade along with a 2024 sixth round draft choice and a 2025 fifth rounder for a second round pick that's 13 months away. And that's what they did. That doesn't seem like a king's ransom, does it?
No. And it is for the Texans, though, because, again, you've got the quarterback. So when it comes to top 60 picks, like, you're not going to need one for a while, as long as he stays healthy, to go get that dude, which is great. And you have to, in this modern era of college football on the salary cap, go all in when you're on the rookie contract for your quarterback. You can find a way to make it work in the second contract if they're a stud, and Kansas City certainly has done that. But most teams make a run when they find a diamond in the rough quarterback or a first-round pick that hits, and they're on that lower salary level. So you can surround them with everything in the trenches. You can surround them with skill position players. Sure. It's great management out of the Houston Texans. For the first time in our lives, first time in their existence, Houston is legitimately a fun team to watch that has a chance to do serious damage. They had a great defense for about 10 minutes, but they never had a chance to do something like they're contending to do right now, which in that division that they're coming out of is have home field throughout or be the number two overall seed in the AFC and have a real honest shot at making a Super Bowl.
It's going to be a draft of quarterbacks. Obviously, we now have some projecting that first four picks all be quarterbacks in this draft. That tells you how desperate everybody is to get a quarterback. They found theirs, and in 1 year, they have confirmation that that guy is everything you would hope a top 10 pick at the position of quarterback would be. And you've watched a lot of smart guys make terrible decisions, even really brilliant offensive minds. Think about Shanahan believing it was a good idea to go get Trey Lance. Like that, he has to say yes to that move, right? And they drafted him where they did, despite playing very little college football and not even at a high level. And they've already given up on him. They've already shipped him off. I mean, it was a wasted pick. So it turns out their seventh-round guy, Mr. Irrelevant, is infinitely better than the guy that the head coach, who is a very, very smart offensive mind, and you would think assessor of talent, thought should be. That's how hard it is to find the right guy. Like, even dudes that are really good at doing this can't get it right a lot of the time. That's why it's fun for us to venture an opinion on these things, because I'm like, man, we have just as good a chance of being right as those dudes. When it comes to quarterback play, I think that's true.
It's like if there was a casino game, higher or lower. You got the card in front of you.
Yeah.
We've got a 7 on the board, higher or lower. Well, that's basically what an NFL GM experiences with a quarterback. And we did that study. Well, I should say we had our interns.
The Lewin Career Forecaster for one. That was fantastic.
The Lewin Career Forecaster was great. That was never wrong. Never, ever was Lewin Career Forecaster wrong. But we had our interns about 10 years ago run the study, and it comes out to first round picks are essentially a coin flip. And you know, there's been subsequent literature, but that's what we found. And your best bet is in the trenches,
offensive line
specifically in the first round.
I am a huge proponent when my team needs a lot. You know, if you come to me and say, well, we need to get better on the offensive line. We need to get better on the defensive line. We need to get better at quarterback. We need to get better at wide receiver. We need to get better at corner. Like these teams that are really bad that, well, in the modern 17-game season are losing 12 of them or 13 of them, right? Like when that happens, you need a lot. Now, yes, if you've got a can't-miss quarterback, you always have to take him if you think that's what you have. Do so knowing that the chance you're right is coin flip. Don't really know. I get it. You got to do it. But Kayvon, I should bring back the career forecaster, the Lewin career forecaster. Lewin, yeah, someday I will. But I would just say, loves Bridgewater. I would just say this. If you're unsure about that quarterback, so for me, that would be J.J. McCarthy. Like, are we really going to draft J.J. McCarthy 4? Is that what we're doing here, guys? That's what you're coming in here to tell me today? You've ruined my lunch. You're telling me I got to draft that guy, a guy who they didn't even need to throw a pass in the second half of the game against Penn State. A guy who, you know, always looks pedestrian, never has ever done anything remotely awesome. I've never seen it. Show me any Michigan game. When is he doing something awesome? He's throwing to wide open dudes, and it doesn't even look like he's got a good arm. So we want to draft that guy. Okay, All right, we'll do it. And guess what? Because I think he's terrible, he'll be the best of the bunch. That's, it will be like, well, what the hell do I know? But ordinarily, I'd say, why don't we just grab that tackle? You know you're going to need a good offensive tackle. Let those guys translate. What? I can get a tackle from Iowa? Bet you he's really good. Bet you he's really good. They all are.
Drafting a quarterback is literally the Alonzo Mourning GIF. Nope. Shake your head. Well, but it could work. It's that shaking your head, no way, no how. And then, on the other hand, perhaps, because you're correct. Guys that we expect to be studs are all-time busts and vice versa. You just hope that if you get it right, you also have a GM who does what Houston is doing, which is saying, now, we're pushing the button now. We were supposed to be rebuilding last year. No, we're accelerating this puppy to full speed ahead because we can afford so many other pieces because CJ Stroud is going to cost us more than triple what we're paying him right now in about 4 years. So let's do it now.
Yeah. I'd go back and be like, okay, we'll lock this guy up. It's unbelievable what he is. We already know it. We got it. Let's do it. I know some people have slid back in year two. The sophomore slump can be a thing when people have all that tape on you, but I've seen enough out of that dude on a week-to-week basis to know cold-blooded. He has all the throws. Ruthless. Love him. Guys, don't be concerned. Motions to dismiss are a high, high bar. Most of the time, they get denied. It's what happened. Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back guaranteed. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Jeff Cameron Show is a production of the WarChant.com Multimedia Network. Check out WarChant.com today for the latest news inside Florida State Athletics. That's WarChant.com. Now, back to Jeff on Real Talk 93.3.
This is what happens when we don't have bumper. I forget that we don't have bumper. So you get to hear me scrambling at the last second, go trying to grab my headset and get ready to roll. Well, I was going to go with ISF and solve for the future here, but I don't know if we're not doing that already. By the way, if we want to bring in Mike Tomkiewicz, I see him. Are you ready, Mike? Wave your hands if you're ready. You're not ready. You're just listening. All right, he's ready. He says he's ready. So we're solving for the future, thanks to my friends at ISF, by bringing on a real attorney so you don't have to hear me pontificate as to what I think the judge's denial or whatever it is, what it means, right? Let's have Mike do that. Mike, come on in here. Let's talk a little bit, buddy. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How about you, Jeff?
I'm doing well. All right, so before I knew we were going to have you on, I tried to read and I said, I'm not reading 76 pages. I got no chance to read 76 pages, but I know from you that motions are a high bar to dismiss, right? Like it's hard to get those dismissed, right? Am I right about that?
Yep, you're absolutely right. You just have to say the right things. They don't have to be true things. So you just have to allege that what's necessary, and then you move past the motion to dismiss.
So the only other thing that I derived from this, and then I want you to just take it and run with it and tell us what it means, was that it seems to me, and I jotted this down in my notes here, that the court appeared to agree with the argument that the ACC's deal with ESPN means that they had to protect the grant of rights, right? That they had to do, necessitating the suit. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, that the judge basically decides that they had a right to protect the ESPN confidentiality, and whether or not they really had an obligation to do so, they had that right to do so, and therefore that's part of his basis for denying FSU's motion to dismiss.
Okay, but now from there, I don't know a thing. That's all I had. Okay. So there you go. I've shot it. That's it. You got to tell me now. What is everything else appear to
well,
be to
from
you?
The, from the 30,000 foot perspective, this is kind of exactly what we expected to happen here. FSU moved to dismiss, but I think that we talked about the last time that I was on that it was unlikely that we were really going to prevail here. That
correct.
That showed to be true. The court basically denied our motion to dismiss except for one ground. We got one ground kicked. We got one little smidgen of thing. Basically, the judge says that they haven't properly pled, that the FSU is breaching its fiduciary duties against the ACC. So whether or not they get to refile, I actually haven't gotten through the whole thing because you guys notified me that you wanted me on about an hour ago. So I've been trying to go through it. But basically, the judge goes through 76 pages to deny our motion to dismiss, which is more than you typically see in a motion to dismiss. I think that the judge is really taking this seriously, and he wants to bend over backwards to say, look, I'm not just shilling for the ACC. I'm reasoning this out. I followed all the arguments. I'm going to cite what FSU's saying and exactly why I think they're wrong. So in going through it, you read it, and it's well-reasoned, and some of it I think he gets right, and some of it I think is not so right. But, you know, he does the best that he can. He's a judge, and he's got to make a call one way or another, and both sides are very good and making good arguments. So it turned out exactly the way that we expected it to.
And we don't think that there will be an appeal, right, because it's so thorough?
Right. Well, so it's a motion to dismiss. So when your motion to dismiss gets denied, you don't really get to appeal right away. You have to wait till the end of the matter in order to appeal a motion to dismiss. You can have an interlocutory appeal, but you have to prove things like irreparable harm, things that I don't think are at play here. So to have an appeal of the motion to dismiss is probably not going to be happening.
All right. So I guess so FSU has to answer the right at some point, and they can, I guess, have counter complaints. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. So now they're going to have to respond to the First Amendment complaint, which the court says that was a ratification of the 2/3 majority rule that the ACC has to file the lawsuit against FSU. If you recall, we were saying it should be dismissed because they didn't follow the proper ACC procedure to file it. The court said that they ratified it by filing the First Amendment complaint, which was supported by 10 of the 15 members, 2/3 vote. Usually in the end of the order, you'd have some time period for FSU to file its answer, but it doesn't seem to say anything on that. So it'll be whatever North Carolina rules are, procedural rules are, on when there's a denial of the motion to dismiss. The parties could also come up with some agreement. So I think that's also likely, too. There's a lot going on in this complaint. It may be that FSU and the ACC talk and they say, let's give each other a month. FSU needs a month to be able to respond to what the ACC has alleged.
So we know this process is slow and it's going to get slower. And so what should all of my listeners and fellow Noles know about what this means, in your opinion? Because we immediately, upon seeing that it was denied, had a bunch of people panicking on the boards and in my email inbox and on Twitter. Oh, and we said, look, reminder, my man Mike told you this was going to happen and that it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal, right?
It's not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. I have to parse through it a little bit more. The court cites a bunch of the allegations that the FSU, that the ACC has pled in its complaint. I'd like to see why it selected certain provisions or excluded others. That could be an indication as to what the court thinks about some of the things, but I haven't really had an opportunity to pore over it. But all hope is not lost. It's okay. We expected this result. At least we got something out of it. We got one of their counts dismissed. So I think that's kind of a win. It could be that the judge wanted to dismiss something so it looks more balanced and fair, that he didn't just flat out deny the motion to dismiss by FSU. So I would tell all the listeners and the Noles on the board that this was an expected result. This is just the beginning of the battle here.
Good, sir. Thank you. I appreciate really, really quick turnaround by you. We asked you to read 76 pages in 10 minutes. It's not fair, but Mike Tomkiewicz could do it because that's who he is. And he joined us on the Jeff Cameron Show. Thank you, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. You too. He is litigator, lawyer, shareholder, Gray Robinson Law Firm, and frequent expert guest on the Jeff Cameron Show, because that's what we do. Mike knew. Lots of people were probably going to want to talk to him, but he's like, Cameron's producer, Tom Wang, called. I got to answer this and get on the show.
When Tom calls, people pick up the phone. That's one thing that I achieve in my life. When I make a phone call, people pick up the phone. He was great about it. He said, I checked in with him earlier this hour. He's like, I'm getting there. I'm like, you can say that you haven't parsed through it all. It's okay. This is the world of radio. There's a construct here. But the thing is, since he called it and it wasn't a shocking ruling, since he assumed correctly of what was coming, I figured he could give us a general landscape view, which you certainly can without parsing over every word in a very dense document. I find it interesting, though, that he said that this is longer than a typical ruling in this case, which means that the judge wants it to be perfectly clear that he's not just...
No, he's taking it very seriously, and he's not just partial, and
There's no... I'm in somebody's pocket kind of energy here. Maybe that means that he's the North Carolina grad that really wants to ride the hell out of the ACC. Maybe he's riding that other side of the equation.
I wanted him to come on and assure people something I said, and I knew to be true, but it's more authoritative when it comes from him, like an actual lawyer, that this wasn't that big of a deal. We saw it coming and we knew it was going to happen. And I did know a few things about that. I knew the motion to dismiss is a high bar. It doesn't happen. And that's why I used that phrase and said some other things there that sounded lawyerly, because that's what I do. But I wanted him to then provide the real expertise, which I think he did. And he did so on one of our greatest segments and with one of our greatest collaborators, and that is ISF. And we appreciate ISF. You want to do amazing things. We all do, right? ISF is an IT and strategy firm. They've been doing this for over 40 years. They do it nationwide from right here in little old Tallahassee, Florida. That's a cool thing. And they help state governments and business clients across the nation. Basically, they become, by solving the future through strategy, process, and technology, your right-hand man to make state agencies like yours more efficient, save money, and at the end of the day, do a better job. ISF, we appreciate you, baby. Chef Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Hey, Seminoles, we all know how important it is to score in the red zone, but are you prepared for success in the retirement red zone? 5 years leading up to your retirement date and the immediate 5 years after are a critical time of thoughtful planning for you and your family. And our friend and fellow Knoll, Adam Tolliver, and his team at Artisan Financial Strategies are prepared to coach you to victory. Some of us, well, we're at midfield and want to plan ahead. Others are ready to punch it in on the goal line. They're making sure you know how much you can spend without running out of money, protecting yourself and your family against rising healthcare costs, or carefully planning your legacy. The Artisan team brings a combined 30-plus years of planning experience and world-class resources to help you navigate the way. For more information, just head over to KnollRetirement.com. Now, that's one word, KnollRetirement.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Jeff Cameron Show, brought to you by Orange Theory Fitness. Two Tallahassee locations, Midtown on Thomasville Road and Northside in the Village Common Shopping Center. Online at orangetheoryfitness.com.
Didn't get me. I was ready, buddy. I was ready, figuring it out. Tom, are your Mets about to break through in the win column? We got a 3-3 game in the bottom of the ninth. Let's go, Mets.
3-1 in the seventh in our favor. So it's been a slow bleed here. We'll see. Hey, the good news today so far, we got a double dip, single admission. Not that that matters to me. I'm here. Mm-hmm. But we had a 19-inning scoreless streak snapped, man. 19.
That's good. That's good of you to score for the first 19 innings. Yeah. That's,
and it really was 60 outs, so it was about 20 innings when you span the episode. So we're getting there. We're getting there slowly.
We'll see. Let's see if they can get a win. It's 3-3, bottom of the ninth. Game two starts a little bit later on this afternoon. So there you go. You got time. You finish the show. Get in the car. Make it happen. Get on the ferry and go on over, buddy.
Oh, the ferry doesn't go that way. The ferry would take me 2 hours to do it that way. But if I get in the car, this is actually not a bad time. All you got to do is dodge some school buses, and you can get out there in about 35, 40 minutes. It's not too bad.
Buddy, I'd do it. I would do it. Maybe if you lose this game, you need to do it. So if you lose this one that you're tied in right now, you need to go to the second one.
Do I bring my laptop so I can help out with post-practice work? Like,
you can. I'm sure City Field is accommodating.
It's empty is what it is today. It's super empty. Now, I could go and ask for press credentials so I can cover DJ Stewart and say, hey, look, we got a Knowles angle. I could do it that way.
How's DJ doing? Well, probably not good. Nobody on the Mets is hitting, so there you go.
No, not very good at all. Although, let's see. Yeah, he went 0 for 2 today in the 9 holes of the DH and was pinch hit for. So, yeah.
Time is up almost for DJ, I think, unfortunately for him.
He had a run last year of about 7 weeks where he opsed 875, 880. I mean, he was on fire playing a good right field for us, too. So that might just be it, unfortunately.
We will do probables shortly. You guys will be kicked on out of here is what's going to happen because we like to play our Ambrosia or others. And YouTube will have none of it. You can listen to probables, however, if you'd like. Realtalk93.com, listen live. Click on that, listen live, and make it happen. You like that? Yeah, I remembered. I didn't remember at all. You put it in the chat. But I appreciate that. There you go. Realtalk93.com, listen live. All right. Get out of here, YouTubers. Cluttering up my work.